We start this evening in Suisun City, where firefighters are urging people to avoid the city's Old Town area. Big fire burning and has destroyed several homes. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub is there live with the latest. Jeffrey?
Yeah, Dan. You know, this blaze erupted behind the Suisun City Wildlife Center in dried marshland. It comes right up behind a community of over 100 homes and quickly setting several on fire. I spoke with Suisun City Fire Chief Justin Vincent.
A lot of people don't want to leave their houses. We worked very diligently with Suisun City Police Department and our fire department to literally kick it indoors and getting people out. I can tell you we've lost, our initial report is at least 7 to 8 homes.
Several other homes remain threatened. The chief says the Wildlands Center was partially destroyed.
The staff originally did not want to leave these animals, and the compromise given was that I ran back in with bolt cutters and cut the bolts on all of the gates to let the foxes and the coyotes out.
He says they're all safe. The weather, perfect conditions for a wildland fire, 100 degrees, winds at about 15 miles per hour driving the flames, and very low humidity. There are 200 firefighters on scene from 3 counties. Cal Fire has 2 tanker aircraft from their base in Santa Rosa dropping fire retardant. Helicopters are dumping water. Robert Hawkins lost his home.
My motorcycles are gone, my guitars, everything. Cash there, and it's going to affect you, but it's all gone. Everybody's saying, I'm still choking with it, you know. I'm probably going to cry.
Yeah, it's very sad. The fire has been damped down quite a bit, but firefighters are continuing to protect homes and conduct backfires in the marshland to try to control this blaze. Reporting live in Suisun City, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS. All right.